Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Thanks so much for being here with us. I got a great Friday for you. We often try to take a little bit of a different tack on Fridays. And second hour, we just had the opportunity. We said, let's do an extra bonus open forum with Jimmy Akin. Jimmy agreed to do it. And so we've got an open forum hour to close the work week after this hour with Jimmy Akin. This hour, well, it's always good when we get to visit with Jerry and Debbie from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie that you hear each day on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Jerry Usher, of course, is the founder of this here show, Catholic Answers. He started it 1,278 years ago.
It's my fault.
It's your fault. You're blamed. Yeah. Welcome, Jerry. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having us on.
And Debbie Giorgiani, of course, a longtime radio host, catechist, and now coming up on 7 years of working with Jerry on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Are you okay, Debbie?
Yes, I'm still alive, and it's good, though. We're thriving, and that's a good thing.
Is it one of those things where the 7 years went really fast, and then you're like, how is this time passing? And then the pandemic came, and then everything went really slow?
Yes.
Because that's a little bit of what I want to talk with you about. And one of the great things about Jerry and Debbie's show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, is that they've built a kind of radio community. It's a wonderful, almost experiment in a new kind of Catholic radio where people help one another. Really a very Christian take on Catholic radio. And among the things that you've been noticing as you do your program, I'm told, is that people are not all doing well after the pandemic, that we need help there.
Yeah, Debbie, you take it. Go first, Deb, because you do a lot of the coaching with people, life coaching, which is one of the things we do, we'll talk about. But yeah, Debbie, you see this firsthand every day, I think.
Well, you know, Cy, what's interesting is that with the pandemic and everything that happened, people really were looking out and looking for a community, a place to belong, a place to connect with, because we felt so isolated. We felt so, distant from our normal routine. And so we really felt that, in general, Catholic radio really helped in that area to keep people connected. It helped to give a lot of hope, a lot of encouragement, a lot of inspiration, a lot of comfort during that time. But what we do with Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, we noticed that the Take Two family just exploded. I mean, we had teenagers and young adults and those that are seniors joining the Take Two family. We had non-Catholics, we had atheists, agnostics, those from other faiths, all wanted to jump in and be part of it. Why? Because they felt that what we were sharing and what the platform that was created, thanks be to God, that EWTN has so wonderfully supported and promoted, is this wonderful opportunity, a safe platform for people to come together and share their lived experiences so that we didn't feel alone. So I don't know if that answers your question, but that's what Take Two is all about.
By the way, you can call and talk with Jerry and Debbie if you'd like to get in on this conversation. We're talking about thriving, not just surviving, now that the world is emerging from the pandemic, but not healthy like it was. So many, I think pretty much everybody sees it. We were in tough times before the pandemic came, such a this kind of divided and demoralized society in so many ways. And now it didn't get better. This wasn't a come together moment, the pandemic. It hurt a lot of people, hurt a lot of communities. It certainly hurt Catholic parishes, just as one example that I'm familiar with. You know, they couldn't even meet for months and months. And it's very hard to have a community that doesn't see one another. And so if you're struggling to thrive after the pandemic, struggling to get that passion back in your life, and you want to talk with Jerry and Debbie, the number is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. And Jerry, Debbie was just mentioning like the great variety of people, and it's wonderful to think that a Catholic radio program would have folks of all stripes, even folks who don't believe at all in the gospel. But we don't want to just serve those who have come to believe. We want to serve everyone. Did you have a sense that your show was kind of a lifeline, Jerry, for folks during the pandemic?
Well, in a way we did. Yeah. And I think Debbie put it very, very well, you know, and one of the things I think it's a little bit unique about our show is that, and people appreciate this, we always come on the air every day and we say, it's take two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It's your show. We kind of put a topic out there, a question, an issue, and we just invite people to, you know, call in and weigh in on that. And they really appreciate the opportunity to be heard. And as you were describing all those different groups, you know, atheists and non-Catholics and you know, just it's everybody who's out there. It reminded me a little bit of what you do at Catholic Answers Live. It's amazing to me, Cy, that you do your, you know, your open forum for non-Catholics and open forum for atheists, and why are you pro-choice? And the phone lines just go crazy because we live in a world right now where everybody is searching. They're searching for something, and especially, I think, coming out of this, hopefully we're coming out of this pandemic. It's really kind of hard to tell because we hear differing stories and opinions about this, but you guys do a great job of this too, and we just like to really give people a platform to share what's going on in their lives, and other people resonate with that. It's amazing how many emails we get saying, I was just listening to so-and-so, and my story is very similar to that.
That it is beautiful, and it is. I think it really helps to be reminded that these other folks, you know, who are our opponents in politics, maybe, or in ideology, they're human beings, and we need each other, and we can't just you know, the eye can't just say to the hand, I have no need of you. We need one another. Again, the number is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. So, what kind of struggles are you hearing about? Like, I'm getting the sense that some people are just like, I can't get back to where I was before the pandemic.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're hearing. And that's the ministry that we do with Stand Tall Today. You can reach us at standtalltoday.com, by the way. But that's what we do. We hear from people and they say, you know, I feel stuck. I feel kind of blah. I feel dull. I feel flat and numb. And I just don't even want to get out of bed. It just feels not right. And I can't seem to get motivated. I've kind of lost the, you know, kind of the passion for getting involved in ministry and stuff like that. It doesn't interest me. I'm doing more things at home by myself in front of the computer. I mean, we're hearing this over and over and over again. And I will tell you that some households have done really well. They found creative ways to really kind of boost their faith life, and it's been wonderful. But others are struggling, and we're getting a lot of crisis calls, and that's not a good thing. It's we need to be there for one another, and I just pray that, you know, we're doing our little part with our ministry, but I pray that the parishes set aside you know, time and effort and money to really help those families that are struggling.
Again, the number 888-318-7884. If you find yourself in that situation, or maybe there's someone that you would like to help who hasn't been able to return or not even just return, but to continue with the trajectory of life that as it was before the pandemic, 888-318-7884. I mean, is some of this has to do with, I imagine some of it has to do with economics. I mean, these are hard times, or increasingly hard times economically. But there's other factors here as well, I assume. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say you're right. You know, I mean, the last thing we need, the last things we need coming out of the last couple, two, 3 years we've been in are, you know, some of the economic things that we're seeing right now, the inflation, job difficulties for a lot of people. But there are a lot of factors. I think relationships have been strained because people just couldn't be together. A lot of people lost loved ones and they weren't able to say goodbye. And, you know, it's just been, it's a world, we live in a world right now, Cy, that I would say it's almost unrecognizable from even 5 years ago. And I don't know about you or even Debbie, but, you know, if you'd have asked me 5 years ago, this is what the world's going to look like in 5 years, I would have probably said there's absolutely no way. And yet you know, a lot of people think, you know, Debbie and I and you, Cy, and all of us in the positions that we're in on the radio as hosts of shows, you guys have it all together, you know. And I want people to know that, you know, sometimes I don't want to get out of bed in the morning. And, you know, we probably all feel that way. So we've got to really, you mentioned earlier, we need each other very, very much. And I think Catholic radio is a real bonding agent, if I can put it that way.
I would love to get to your calls. You are welcome to call 888-318-7884. We have to take our first break. And so before we'll allow the callers to come in while we take that break, but we'll get right back to calls when we come back. 888-318-7884. I cannot imagine, Jerry, that there's anyone under the illusion that I have my act together. I do not think I have given that misapprehension to anyone. All right, right back after this.
Catch Catholic Answers Live anytime at Catholic.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. It's always so much fun when we have Jerry and Debbie here. We get to do something a little bit different from the usual format, from the usual kind of topics that we deal with. But Jerry and Debbie do such great work on EWTN morning. Well, I say mornings, but they're all around the world. So, you know, at different times, but certainly mornings Eastern time. And they've built a community of people who have conversations and encourage one another and help one another and give one another kind of advice and help and encouragement and all that. And that's why we love to have Jerry and Debbie on. And you're welcome to call with your questions, 888-318-7884. Maybe you're looking for some help on how to get supercharged again, how to get that energy again, how to approach life again. And you'd like some practical life skills on that. That's what Jerry and Debbie do. They'd love to talk with you, 888-318-7884. Now, I want to give, once again, you can check out their website, standtalltoday.com. StandTallToday.com. Jerry, Debbie, anything else before we go to calls? Are you ready to take some calls?
I think we're ready. I would just say if anyone wants to go to that website, there's a number of very superbly qualified life coaches, and you can get a free consultation. So you can check out the bios and the areas of expertise of the life coaches and pick one that sounds interesting to you and just register for a absolutely free consultation. No obligation. Again, at StandTallToday.com. A lot of people are benefiting from, you know, talking with especially people like Debbie. You know, I'm kind of late to this game. Debbie's been a life coach for a long time, and so have many of the others there. So we really encourage people, if you're a little bit stuck right now, just check it out. There's no obligation. Can't hurt, can't harm anything. Maybe it could turn your life around.
Again, 888-318-7884, the number here. And did I just drop a call? Oh, man, I just dropped a call. Because you know why I did it? Because I'm looking at their website, because Jerry said look at the website, and I see they have like two of my favorite people endorse them. They had Deacon Harold Burke Sivers and then Bishop Olmsted, who is now retired, Bishop Olmsted, I guess. So I started feeling all jealous, and then I pushed the wrong button and hung up on the caller. So,
maybe they'll call back.
You still have the question there, right?
Well, let me see. Actually, let me see about that. Yeah. This is Susan in Minnesota. That's a very good point, okay. Jerry. Jerry, you should be the host of something like Catholic Answers. You seem to be a natural at this.
Hey, you know, it's almost 25 years. I was thinking about that the other day. It's coming January. You'll be celebrating 25 years of the program.
Isn't that so? Thank you, because I wonder if anybody here, but Darren probably would have.
You guys should do something special, maybe. I don't know. Just thinking.
All right, we'll slap something together for the 25th anniversary. Maybe we can get the old. I don't mean old. but I mean like aged, not aged, but the former host.
Former.
To come
yeah,
back.
Right.
Susan in Minnesota, sorry about this, Susan, you can call back and we can have a conversation, but she wanted to ask you, how do I encourage young people to live productive, meaningful lives?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I work with a lot of young people. Actually, my graduate degree in theology, my master's thesis was on adolescent spirituality, and I worked in adolescent age groups and teens and young adults for many, many years. And having gone through the process of writing a thesis, I did scenarios that were set up to really get the teens and young adults to engage in these circumstances to see how they would react. So here's a couple things that came out of that paper that I did many years ago, but it's still, I think it's very relevant today. And that is that young folks, the youth, especially at starting at the age of 8 or 9 years old, they need to find their passion. Developing certain things that really interest them and excite them, like sports or the arts or anything of that really is unique to them, that they feel comfortable doing, that they really want to do, is an important part of having them develop their confidence, their self-esteem, and then to go on and to really focus on something. Kids that really didn't have a lot of things to do or they weren't passionate about during the pandemic, they struggled. And guess what happens? You go to the computer or you go to the video games or you hang out with friends and maybe you don't make such good choices. It's called boredom. You know, when you have any type of boredom that sets in, something's going to fill that. And it's usually not a positive thing. Why? How do we know that? Because the demons know that. The demons know that that's when boredom sets in, they can excite our passions and not in a good way. Okay.
Yes.
So you don't want kids to get bored.
Oh boy, that makes perfect sense. You know, you don't want me to get bored either. I don't know, maybe you identify with that too, Jerry, but that's exactly right. I mean, if you're not heading in a direction with passion, you're easy prey.
Well, yeah, and the thing that I would say is you've got to really draw young people out of themselves. And Debbie touched on some of these things. And I think, we have sadly too many young people and even their parents. You know, I've been to restaurants and seen mom, dad, and, you know, 2, 3, 4 kids, and every one of them has a screen in their face, you know. And the waitress comes along to take their order, and she has to kind of, excuse me.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I got a great example of this last night at our Knights of Columbus meeting. One of my brother Knights, he was telling me about how where he works, it's a kind of a lumber supply store. His dad worked there, and when he was growing up, his dad brought him in and got him to work there. And now this brother Knight of mine, he has his oldest son used to work there. He's now a Catholic seminarian, praise God. And right now his other son and daughter, he brought them in to work there as well. So teaching them responsibility, getting them out of themselves, you know, teaching them that there's, you know, responsibility in life. And Debbie was talking about this self-esteem. Self-esteem doesn't come from just totally affirming everything, but it comes from, you know, requiring something of our young people and of ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to really require something of them. That's why a lot of young people, they want to join gangs and get into all this trouble and stuff, because there's a price they have to pay to belong to that. And we need to give them a good price to pay. Jesus says, take up your cross and follow me. That doesn't apply just to adults. That applies to every one of us, of course, on an age level, age appropriate, you know, level. So those are just some thoughts I would have on that.
888-318-7884. Jerry Usher and Debbie Giorgiani are guests. You know them from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, the very popular radio program on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Popular and also kind of groundbreaking in that they have created this radio community of people who help one another. You can find out more about what Jerry and Debbie are up to at standtalltoday.com. Standtalltoday.com. Do either of you have the sense that some of the kind of, I don't know, this can't quite get back to it feeling of the in the post-pandemic has to do with the fact that maybe some of that time off that people got and a little bit of, a check that came in the mail to pay for things a little bit, it kind of put us a little bit in touch with the fact that life is a grind. And for many people, it's a grind day after day. And it's hard to get back into the grind and get energized again.
It is, but I will tell you that once you get in the game again, once you start being productive each and every day and you start getting a routine, you get disciplined again, you find that you are actually happy with yourself. There's a lot of people we talk to where they have found that, you know, they've just been on that gerbil mill for so long, and they don't want to do it anymore. They don't want to go on a treadmill anymore, and they don't want to be on that, so they want to get off of it. Well, they get off of it too far that now they're kind of on the couch potato side, okay? And they're really not finding anything that's really driving them, right? But here's the thing. If you get disciplined again, start with prayer in the morning. Give your best effort, your most attention to God in the morning, and then get on this discipline, this routine of being productive, doing one thing that's very productive in addition to your work that you have to get done, right, to get a paycheck. You will start to get back in the game of life, and it will be exciting again. That's what we want to do. We want people to really take on life with purpose and passion. We don't want people just to autopilot, go through life. It's not a good way to go.
Again, 888-318-7884 if you want to talk with Jerry and Debbie. Okay, so what about the young person who I am worried about young people in many ways, because I don't know that they've had good experiences, that the kind of good experiences that give you the clues about where to go to have that fulfilling life. They haven't had good community experiences because the community hasn't been there for them. They haven't had good work experiences because that hasn't been there for them. They're missing even the religious side of things, and the pandemic didn't help with that. What are you seeing with the young, the folks who maybe it's not a regain your passion, it's they're young and they don't know where to look for that.
Jerry, do you want to comment first?
I would just say you're hitting something. You're hitting something that's very important, Si, I think, and that is you know you're very right. They haven't really even had that jump start yet, you know, that kickstart in life, and really gotten started out on that road to discovering what their passion and purpose is. I would say what's important to me for families is just really sit down as a family, take an inventory. You know, who are we? Where are we going? What's important to us? You mentioned, you know, going to church And, you know, parents really have to take that responsibility seriously. I was on the phone with someone the other day. They were talking about, you know, the number of baptisms 20 years ago, and then 10 years later, the number of first communions, and 10 years later, the number of confirmations, and how percentage-wise that just precipitated, you know, year over year. And it's just so important that parents continue that religious education. Don't just put your kids in RE to get them a sacrament and then forget about it. You know, you've got to keep them in there all of those years. If they're in a Catholic school, that's great. But really, as a family, it's really time to kind of circle the wagons, come together, ask what's important for us as a family, and starting with God. Debbie mentioned the prayer life. You know, that has got to be family prayer, the domestic church. I think it really has to start there and kind of go out and branch out from there.
Again, 888-318-7884, the number 888-318-7884. There's something about our society. Maybe it's because there's so much leisure time or something like that that leaves people looking for meaning and purpose in their life.
Oh, absolutely. yes. But here's the thing. It's a lot closer than people think it is, the finding the meaning and purpose. Here's what the first thing you do is go to the catechism, go to scripture, go to mass, pray the rosary, pray the chaplet of divine mercy. Start involving yourself in making the intention to get closer to God. And guess what? God will get closer to you. You will develop that relationship. How about meditate on Psalm 91 when you know you have a guardian angel and your guardian angel wants the best for you? Your guardian angel wants to guard you and guide you, wants to illuminate your mind and strengthen your will. Doesn't that bring purpose and passion? Of course it does. Because what it's going to do, it's going to illuminate your path. It's going to illuminate your journey, and people and places and things will come into your path that will get you on that beautiful road. It's a great journey. We are pilgrims on a journey, but it's a great journey if we choose to get on that path. Now, if we're on the sidelines looking at the path, if we're off the path, well, then we could get ourselves into some trouble.
Boy, is that the truth? And it seems like a society-wide phenomenon now of getting ourselves in trouble. Do you get lots of calls from parents who want help on helping their kids find the path, the passion, the energy in life?
Yeah. Debbie and I published a book with EWTN called Trustful Surrender: Stories of Grace Amidst Crisis. And we invited our listeners to share their first person testimonies of loved ones who are away from the faith, especially kids. And that is the runaway number one prayer intention that we get, Cy, is family members, especially kids and grandkids who are away from the faith. You know, the fact is, God is still on the job. You know, the fact that we've been through all that we've been through in these last few years, and the fact that life is tough sometimes and really throws us some hard knocks, doesn't change the fact that God has a plan for you, you who are listening right now. If you've kind of gotten off the track a little bit, ask God to sort of steer you back, because He has a plan and a purpose for your life, and it's going to not only impact you and your family, but many people around you.
888-318-7884.
Have you enrolled in the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics? Let me ask you a more important question. Do you believe as a Catholic that you have an obligation to share the Catholic faith? In fact, the Church has answered this question, and the answer is that all confirmed Catholics are obliged to share the faith. It's actually in canon law. Catholic Answers is here to help you fulfill that obligation. Our School of Apologetics courses will equip you to help all the people you come in contact with understand what the Church teaches and why. A great place to start is with all the Catholics in your life. Learn the art of apologetics from the best of the best and start sharing the gospel today. Visit schoolofapologetics.com. That's schoolofapologetics.com. Here's a question. Is it really possible to be friends with someone who died 2,000 years ago? Maybe the problem is that we've grown way too comfortable with the story of Jesus. Nice man, right? Taught us to love one another, said not to judge people. We celebrate his birthday every year. It's time to put away this small, safe version of Jesus, says Cy Kellett. Nobody that bland could have transformed the world. In A Teacher of Strange Things, Cy presents Jesus Christ undiluted by sentiment, with all his radical words and deeds uncensored. Do you know someone, your son or daughter perhaps, or maybe your mom or dad, who needs the friendship of Jesus Christ? Do you? Order your copy of A Teacher of Strange Things by visiting shop.catholic.com today or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Did you know you can access Catholic Answers Live right from your phone or other mobile device? Download the Catholic Answers Live app today. The Catholic Answers Live app, available now on iOS and Android.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Earlier in the day, before us and after us, I should say, because they get there. I see them on the EWTN schedule twice a day. That may just be on the local EWTN station. I don't know, but Jerry and Debbie do Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, where they have a wonderful show where they talk about problems, talk about the joys of life, the sorrows of life, maybe things that we need to take a second look at and try again. Maybe a Take Two in your life. They're here today with us to talk about thriving, not just surviving in the post-pandemic world. There is a kind of, it almost feels like a spirit of weight on many people, a heaviness after the pandemic. And if you have questions about how to maybe get back into the joy of living, the joy that Christ himself has purchased for you, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. I'm going to go to Betty in Rochester, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross there in New York before I, you know, do something dumb like press the wrong button. Betty, go ahead with your question, Virginia.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Betty. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to know what the difference is between a spiritual advisor and a life coach.
Okay. So, Betty, you have, and I'll also share with you about therapists and counselors. So therapists and counselors, they're trained in that area to analyze problems, to analyze situations, your life, your whole life. They can go all the way back to your childhood. And then you have a spiritual director who actually focuses on proper discernment and ways to really understand your spiritual development. And they help you with that. Why? Because they should be in a good, prayerful, spiritual place themselves. And then see, like, God wants us to walk together. So they help you walk in that spiritual depth. They want you to get deeper and deeper and closer to God. So they present challenges and situations and observations about your spiritual growth in order for you to go deeper in that area. The reason why I know that, Betty, is because I was a spiritual director for many years. Now, life coaching is a little bit different. Although we, Jerry and I decided when we did Stand Tall that it was going to be Christian-based. We have Christian life coaches that primarily deal with our Christian brothers and sisters, and then we have our Catholic life coaches that work with our Catholic audience. And what a life coach does in our ministry is they do, it's a three-pronged approach, okay? We do the mind, body, and spirit. So it really, truly is something that is creating a plan for the person to go deeper in their faith, to get healthier mentally get healthier, and also to have a better outlook on life, and to also feed the temples of the Holy Spirit, their physical being. So it's a mind, body, spirit approach. But with life coaching, Betty, it's this simple. It's we look from this point forward. We create a plan forward. We let the therapists and the counselors take you from this place backwards, meaning they go back into your previous, you know, your young life. We go forward with a plan. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Betty. Go ahead, Debbie. You were going to say something?
I was just going to say it really works. I have been in coaching myself for many years, but I've been a life coach for over 20 years, and it works because here's how it works. We are in life and we're doing life, okay? But if Jerry comes along as a life coach and he's observing what I'm doing, he can see it from a different angle. He can see it from a different perspective. That's why Stand Tall. The TALL is an acronym for Take Another Look at Life. Jerry's seeing it from a different angle. So he may say, hey, Debbie, have you looked at it this way? Well, I didn't look at it that way because I'm living life, right? I'm doing life. He could see it a different way. And I say, you know, Jerry, that's interesting. I never saw it that way. Why don't you try this approach? And it helps people develop and grow and evolve. It really is that simple, and it works.
888-318-7884. The number, if you have questions for Jerry and Debbie, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. Well, let me ask you about that life coaching and in the Christian context, because there's certainly so much kind of narcissism in our society and me, me, me and all that. But how much in the life coaching or when someone comes to you and the like you said, the passion is gone after the pandemic or after the recent mess of recent years, how much of your help to them is helping them to become, useful to other people and maybe live that gospel call more?
Well, Jerry can go first, but I will share with you what I do in my life coaching practice. But Jerry, why don't you comment first?
Well, no, Debbie, please. I can play off of what you would have to say because I think you have. Yeah, go ahead. I can comment on what. After you, go ahead.
Right. Right. And the reason why Jerry's letting me go first is because I have several cases right now that and coaching clients that I'm working with right now, which addresses exactly what you're talking about, Si. So we challenge folks all the time to go deeper, to get out of their comfort zone. We constantly, the beauty of life coaching is challenging people to really stretch and to become the best they can be. And that includes being the best Catholic Christian they can be. Jerry and I are passionate. You want to know what Jerry and I are passionate about? About others being authentic Catholic Christians.
Yeah.
We don't need these kind of fair weather, in and out types of Christianity, Catholicism. We need full Catholics, 100% Catholics that are invested in their faith and are going to live it to the max. We need bold Catholic Christians. And in life coaching, we promote that, we encourage that, and we definitely challenge folks with that.
Yeah, and I would just add to that that, you know, you talked about, you know, how is this going to help people help others, you know, and I think the word that comes to my mind is empathy. You know, I think we live in a world, you know, of people right now, Cy, who are really hurting, and they get just continually beat up by the world, you know, and they need a listening ear. They need somebody who's going to sit there and say, not just tell them, okay, here's what you need to do. Here's my plan for you. Here's what I think. But, you know, a life coach, well, first and foremost, is a listener. You know, it's like, tell me your story. What's going on with you? And then a life coach can try to help bring, you know, balance to somebody's life. You know, we were talking with Betty a minute ago, and Debbie was explaining beautifully. Life coaching covers the spiritual, but it covers the physical. It covers financial. It covers relationships. It covers activities. It's kind of like this, you want to have balance in your life in all of these areas. And if one of those areas is out of, you know, way out of balance, you're going to have a bumpy road. It's kind of like this wheel, you know, that's got a flat tire. And so we want to just really help people come to a place of balance, but also be able to be, you know, Christ to others in this world. That's what we're lacking so much. There's a real dearth of people being Christ-like to others, I think.
There's so little space anymore in our society for people to just be, like, comforted like that. Like you said, the society beats the daylights out of people. And then there's so in many ways, I can see that, man, what a wonderful ministry, even if it's just to say, hey, you can do it. Here's what you can do. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Kathy in Portland, Oregon, listening on Modern Day Radio. Kathy, thanks for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Jerry.
Sure. I just have to say God works in such mysterious ways. My husband's looking for, you know, some help. My 30-year-old children are, and they said if we could just find somebody with the answers, and of course, Santal seems just, you know, for that.
Wow.
But my question, I'm really excited about it, but my question is, in terms of life coaching, and I've never heard it described this way either, which is the forward path, which I love, but is it ever a couple's, like a marital life coaching for the marriage, or is it really better to just do it individually and then bring it together somehow?
So thank you, Kathy, for asking this, because that gets asked of us all the time. And yes, couples coaching, family coaching, we do it all. And actually, I would say, about a third of my coaching clients are couples or families. And we do it by the cell phone. We can do it by Zoom. Recently, I had an amazing session with 5 adult children and their parents. 7 people came on a Zoom and had an incredible session, coaching session, of creating a family mission statement to go forward. It was beautiful. You could feel the Holy Spirit the whole entire time. And that's incredible. And so thank you for asking that question. And you know what? We don't believe in any accidents. We believe that everything is very fast now. God is moving quickly. And we believe there's no accident to anything. So if you were listening, please, if you feel comfortable, you know, grab a free consultation and see if it works, and if it does, great, because we really believe the Holy Spirit may be behind it. What do you think, Jer?
Well, what I think is, Kathy, it's a great question. And Debbie, I'm glad you answered that, because you do the majority of the couples counseling. And I did not know you did that, you know, 7-person counseling session, not counseling, but life coaching session recently. But I just wanted to say, we just got, speaking of God's providence, we got a text message from one of our Take-Two family members and listeners of our show. Just listening to you on Catholic Answers Live, forgot to tell you, God gave me a plan. plan. It is something only he could have thought of. Thank you so much for gently prodding me to make one now. So, yeah, Kathy, definitely check it out. Nothing to lose. And, you know, it could be the start of something really beautiful going forward.
Well, and if I could just interject one other thing, I am going to run for public office, and in looking at all the gun violence and how we really prevent that, I've said it's a cultural thing. And with the paper that you did talking about what kids need, that's going to get to the root of the final solution. So thank you for that inspiration, too, to lead me on that path.
Thank you, Kathy, for running for public office. We need more solid Christians being great leaders, and it sounds like you are. So we pray that all those votes come in for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kathy. Thanks for calling.
That's so interesting what Kathy said about the gun violence, because we tend to get all divided about that. But mm-hmm. I mean, if you just take a breath, it's an obvious sign of a sickness in our society that may, and you know, the solution might be here, solution might be there. I'm not trying to, but it's just so obvious that there's this hurting that needs that a kind of mm-hmm. contact with other people, and we need to help one another. It mm-hmm. strikes me that Kathy's onto that, and it seems like you guys are on that with Stand Tall Today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to say real quickly, going back to what Kathy said, her beautiful, kind words, and I'm so grateful for those beautiful comments. But I just want to say we're not listening to our kids. Our kids are absorbing very quickly. They have a lot to say. We're not really listening to our kids. I think if you have kids from 7 years old up, please listen to them. A lot of them are hurting. They're afraid. They don't know what's going on. They don't understand things. They're getting frustrated. They don't know how to talk to people. They don't have a community, a peer community of their own, like Jerry was sharing. And we got to get creative as a family, as a community, as a neighborhood. We got to get creative. You know, I'm a grandmother now, so I'm kind of beyond that a bit. But I will just tell you that I think parents need to grab a couple friends that are like-minded Christians and start doing activities with them, just like you, if you were a youth minister. We need to start developing communities for these kids, or they're going to get bored and things are going to happen, or they're going to get angry, or brain health issues might set in, and then we've got real problems.
Wow. The number is 888-318-7884. Love to hear your take. Love to take your question for Jerry and Debbie from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. We'll be right back with more here at Catholic Answers Live. You're welcome to call 888-318-7884.
This is Archbishop Paul Coakley, the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City, and you're listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
This is Bernadette Boguski, Executive Director of WCCR Cleveland, AM 1260 The Rock. Why do we need Catholic radio? To reach the hearts, minds, and souls of those who are searching for deeper meaning and don't know where to turn. To bring clarity to a world full of lies and confusion. And to share the good news of joy and mercy with a world so desperate for the truth.
The world needs EWTN Catholic Radio. Now, more than ever.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Jerry Usher and Debbie Giorgiani are here as our guests, and you are welcome to call if you have questions for them. We're talking about thriving, not just surviving, in this world that is in such rough shape. If that's a question that you have, how do I thrive as a Christian person, as a person fully alive in the life of Christ, given the condition of the world, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884, or perhaps there's someone in the family, someone in the neighborhood someone in the friend circle that you'd really, that you'd like some, to ask a question about and get help for that person. No, maybe know what to say to that person. Jerry and Debbie are here to help. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. And the, you know, you talked a bit, Debbie, before. You said something that I wanted to get back to and just ask you about, and I will sure. go back to callers, but what did you mean when you said God is moving fast?
I really believe in my heart of hearts, based on the clients that I have and watching what's happening with the Take Two family that comes together every weekday for the show that weighs in. I really believe God is using the radio airwaves, using people, connecting people very, very quickly now. I believe we're in some really... you know, difficult times. There's a lot of uncertainty, and I think that people are, there's fear setting in, and that's not a good thing. That's not of God. And I think God is trying to reach us as much as he possibly can, and he's moving quickly. Jerry and I see it all the time. Jerry and I will have something happen at the beginning of the show. By the end of the show, there was God, you could just tell God had his hand on it. Right, Jerry? It's amazing.
It is amazing. And I would just say, you know, my understanding of what Debbie was saying, you were just asking her about Cy, was, you know, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. And yeah. sin is like a runaway train in the world right now. We are seeing, like I said earlier, unbelievable things that you never would have imagined just not only 5 years ago, but maybe 2 years ago. And so I really believe that God is pouring out unprecedented graces on this country and on and upon the world right now. What we need to do is we need to ask him for those in our lives. We just had Pentecost, and it really struck me. This is something I hadn't done for many years. It struck me, ask the Holy Spirit, rush upon me again, Holy Spirit, rush upon me, fill me again, you know, like brand new. Let's start over, you know, this relationship that you and I have. And I really encourage people, go before the Lord. If you doubt God and his greatness and his majesty and what he can do in your life and for you and through you, just ask him to do it. He is waiting to pour that out right now, especially, I think, on this world that is hurting, it is broken. I saw somebody on TV the other day that said, you know, people right now are haters of truth, you know, and truth is not a thing, it's a person. So we have haters of Jesus Christ in this world right now, and we need to be lovers of Jesus Christ and promoters of him, but we can't do that unless we're empowered by the Holy Spirit. So ask him to really rush upon you anew right now. He will do it. You know, God will not refuse a prayer like that.
888-318-7884. It is fascinating and thrilling to hear the two of you talk about that from your vantage point in Catholic radio. You do something so different from what happens here each day at Catholic Answers Live. But I must say, that's why I was very interested when Debbie said God is moving fast, because it does seem like a time, as much as it is clearly a time of real stress and difficulty and even mm-hmm. evil in the world. Mm-hmm. And clearly there is evil quite active in the world. What a time of grace it is. We keep seeing the signs of it all around. So would this be something that in life coaching you would maybe, you know, somebody might say, I don't feel it, Jerry, or I don't mm-hmm. sense it, Debbie. How do I access mm-hmm. this grace that you're saying mm-hmm. is all around?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Jerry and I are both, you know, we're catechists. We love religious education. We love solid faith formation. And so, of course, we will address anything, especially if it revolves around the understanding of our Catholic faith and our relationship to God. So, yeah, we do address all of those things. But one other thing I just want to share with your fine listeners today, and that is some people may say, well, I go to a therapist, I go to a counselor, and so why would I need a life coach? A lot of my clients go to therapists and counselors, and that's wonderful. You know, this is kind of, you know, a group effort, if you will. And I actually have a lot of clients that when they go back to their therapist, they say, you know, I've got a life coach now. And the therapist says, that's great, because they're creating a plan for you, a step-by-step plan for you. So we tackle it from different angles. You know, the beauty of counseling and therapists is that they analyze, they diagnose, they get into that clinical approach that really is helpful for brain health issues. Okay, we do a plan forward. It's like it's when when you drive a car, you look out the front of the windshield, you know, the front window, right? You look out. You don't look in your rearview mirror, okay? If you're looking in your rearview mirror and you're driving the car, what's going to happen? You're probably going to hit something, okay? We're looking forward and taking in the whole big landscape and surveying it.
Again, 888-318-7884, the number. How much in this time after the pandemic has loneliness become a problem? Because this is another thing, where, and I do think the grace of God is at work to try to break this down and overcome it. But how much have you noticed people expressing, I'm lonely, or my life has become lonely?
Well, you could just listen to Take Two. Jerry, we talk about guardian angels all the time because people call in about loneliness. Go ahead, Jerry. I'm sorry.
I was going to say we've actually done shows on this, Si, about, you know, are you alone? Do you feel lonely? Are you lonely? I mean, it sounds like sort of a banal question, you know, and you're wondering, okay, you know, who are the people that are going to call in right now? Probably not very many, but it's amazing how many people do. And these are people who might have, you know, really robust family relationships and all of this, but again, it gets to a question of, you know, what's going on in their heart, you know, and do they feel connected? Do they feel truly connected? I mean, we could be, it's possible to go to a football stadium and feel lonely, a stadium full of people, because of what's going on in your heart, you know, am I connected? Am I truly connected, first of all, with God and then with those people around us? So yeah, loneliness is an issue, and we do hear it all the time from our Take Two listeners, and we just really encourage them, connect first and foremost with God and ask Him to bring people into your life who are going to support you, who are going to understand you, who are going to empathize with you and bring the best out of you, because that's what people are looking for right now.
But, you know, I think it's, if I might give you my theory and see if this rings true with either of you, that for a Christian, the loneliness may be particular as well in this time because of all that Jerry just said. But then there's the retreat into media, you know, the retreat into Netflix and Prime and HBO and all of that. And what you find is that on the television, in the movies, in the music that people listen to, if you're a Christian person and then you're spending a lot of time doing that, you feel very alone in the world because almost all of it is designed either to attack or make fun of the things that you find precious and dear in this life.
Or to isolate.
Right.
Yeah. Isolate.
Or to isolate. Well, and think about it. What did you just say? Television, the computer, your gadgets, that's all flat. It's all flat. That's not in relationship. There's no relationship there. There's no relationship in social media. We say this in life skills, in life coaching all the time. You only know a person as much as they know God. If you're not going to bring God into the center of everything, then it's just like, you know, bodies walking around. What is it? What's that sci-fi thing?
Oh, the body snatchers?
Yeah, it's like...
or a zombie.
Invasion of body snatchers.
Yeah, invasion of... Yeah, it's zombies because we don't... It's all flat.
It's sterile.
It's sterile. Yeah, you've really got to get to the heart of things, the soul of things, and the only way to do that is if you have God at the center of it. I have to say that that's my life. I've been doing this since I'm 18 years old in ministry, and I've seen it. I've seen it over and over again, and now the pandemic just heightened it, and we've got to get back to God. But if you look at what the world's doing and all the television programs, it's absent of God. Or like you said, Si, they're making fun of, they're mocking God, and that's even worse because you're offending God.
Right, or the entertainment is shocking and violent and hypersexualized, and none of that
makes you
we'll say something about that. What do you mean demonic?
Oh my goodness! Just look at the lineup on the cable shows. I think the other night there was 8 ghost hunting shows. These are reality shows that celebrities have linked with, and there's ghost hunting. There's all sorts of paranormal things and the psychic medium things. I mean, it's all over the place, and it's being disguised as family entertainment. It's very, very dangerous. For the soul, it's very dangerous spiritually, and we're being drawn into it so easily. We're not even seeing it, and we're rationalizing it, going, "Oh, it's no big deal. It doesn't seem like it's bad." It's not good for our soul.
And your message, you only have about 20 seconds, but your message on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie about how do we emerge from this? Because it really is a very hopeful show.
hope is the answer right now. I mean, God, like I said before, God is still on the job, and he has a plan and a purpose for everyone's life. Don't focus in on the negative. Don't focus in on the demonic, the negative, the all of the bad stuff that's going on out there. Keep your focus. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, as the Bible says, and you will be okay.
Take two with Jerry and Debbie every day on the every day, like multiple times a day. I'm not saying that like I'm jealous, but I know it sounds like I'm jealous. But
you're
right.
A take two sandwich.
I'm a little right. You can find it on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Also, find out about all the stuff that Jerry and Debbie have been talking about. Maybe you're looking for some life coaching yourself from Christian and Catholic life coaches, go to standtalltoday.com to participate in that. Standtalltoday.com. Jerry and Debbie, thanks very much.
Thank
you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, too. All right. Jimmy Aiken coming up. We'll just finish with some fun open form.
Yeah. Now there's calls.